entrance here to the gentleman, but very old man, TVs in his 80s. But he was very active.
On my cross, he had a certain Indian.
Oh, is that?
Here? Here also. Every man, those who are friends of family, or those who are respected family, he used to come to me. By his grace, by his issues. You also?
Yes.
He is a very good person.
Because he recommended you to us so highly.
He recommended also Sridhar Maharaj.
Yes, but we had different experience. We had a different experience. Intellectual science. I used to go to see Sridhar Maharaj, but then I stopped going. I told you that.
I also went to see Sridhar Maharaj. But after that, totally, he wanted to hear the Harikatha, not anything else. Not, you know, mutt. He suggested of so many things for me.
Yeah, you told him.
He told that we will do according to our duty.
Yeah.
But you be respected. Jaiva Dharma?
Yes, of course.
He is a great Jaiva Dharma. After all, Arasvichar.
Now what they will do is that every tape they will make, send me a tape copy of their talks with you, and I will be reading. So I will not miss anything. And I had made a plan that this year I will spend 2 months with your permission, with you. I will come here by the middle of, say, sometime in September.
September.
That means 1 month before Kartik. And I will stay for 1 month in Vrindavan. And then by that time we can finish the end part of Jagadharma. And then I will come again at this time. Next year. And I will stay for 1 month in January. And we can do Brihad Bhagavad Samrita. That way, 2 months. Is it alright?
Alright.
It will not be a burden to you.
No. No, I never feel bad. But the seva of Guru and Gauranga. Because I cannot do prachar. But you can do.
Yeah, we will.
If I can give you anything new, then it is to give to all world.
Yeah. I see. We will be your legs and hands, and you can be our brain and heart.
Not so. You are enough.
He wrote down the question. The next chapter.
The reference was the 22nd chapter. But you might need to have that.
Oh, Naveen!
Naveen!
I can ask one other question. There's four qualities that Krishna has that even Narayan does not have. Does that refer to only
Vrindavananda Krishna? Does that refer only to Vrindavan Krishna, or also in Dwarka, these four qualities are there?
No. Only in Vrindavan.
The reason I asked is because one of the qualities is Krishna's beauty. And the example that is given is of Krishna in Dwarka.
No.
Looking at the marble and seeing his reflection? No.
That is in Nanda Bhavan. Not in Dwarka. At the Jagadharma Ekhane.
Yeah.
Nanda
Bhavan. In Dwarka, how to take makkhan and misri? There is no makkhan misri. There is only milk of buffalo.
Is that reference? It says Dwarka, but it's not.
In Gokul. What chapter is it? What chapter? 22nd. But near it. Hindi wala de na?
Hindi wala do.
What was that book? That was the wrong one.
No, this is Bengali. I want Hindi.
Hindi.
That I have done.
We're finding when we're reading, to understand this English translation, we in our minds have to translate so many things into Sanskrit, because the English means no meaning. Like he says, joy-giving power.
Joy-giving power.
And we're thinking that must be Ladini Shakti. But
our Guru Maharaj kept Sanskrit words so many times.
It must be done.
Yeah. He has
done wrong.
Yeah.
So no one will understand this book. No English speaking person can understand this book unless he reads Prabhupada's book to find out what these terms mean.
I have kept all the same words that is in Sanskrit.
Yes.
So it has been so beautiful.
And that's why even this will help us.
And have the same word, but some translated in Hindi. That he used to have done, but he has not done.
Okay,
let's
see your question.
So, in the beginning there was some conversation. Or it was Ekadasi day, and Babaji Maharaj, he goes into some ecstasy, and then they begin speaking about the tenth of the Das Mula.
Sarupavasthane.
Now, the first questions were in the first time the Babaji.
Do you require light?
No. And as soon as Babaji Maharaj starts speaking, he describes some stages. And we can't understand from this what these stages are.
Read something.
Okay. Babaji Maharaj is speaking.
Hmm.
All that I have taught you up until now is spiritual practice. While doing that practice...
You should read. Then I can have some idea. His pronunciation is... Purely.
Okay. It's okay. You want him to me?
He said, you
want me
you,
to
read? Then I can catch something. Your pronunciation, I understand.
You want me to read?
Okay.
You just tell me what
you want.
Okay. So, Babaji Maharaj speaking.
All
that I have taught you up till now is spiritual practice.
Beginning?
Here it is. You can see the amount of...
First time Babaji Maharaj speaking in this chapter.
Okay.
First time.
Okay?
Read,
okay.
All that I have taught you up till now is spiritual practice. While doing that practice, continuously, a state of maturity appears. Bhava, or the state of trance, is the harbinger of the state of maturity. The condition of maturity has been described as Sri Dashamula.
In Sri
Dashamula.
As. I think the question now is, then we couldn't understand. It seems to be he describes the stages now.
This is shloka.
Then he gives a shloka. But we want to know what is this whole thing now. What the stages, it seems to, now he's saying that these are the different stages. In this shloka, maybe it's,
he is telling that up to till now what I have said the substance is this, that after doing so many sadhan practices, then siddhavastha comes. He has written Siddhavastha?
No.
Siddhavastha comes. After so many practices. That is Raganuga Bhajan. Sadhan.
That means after so much Raganuga Bhajan.
Bhajan.
Siddhavastha comes.
Siddhavastha comes.
Siddhavastha. What does that mean?
Siddhavastha. Mane Sarup Siddhi.
Sarup
Siddhi. Comes. Bhav is the abhas of Siddhavastha. Understand?
Yes. Abhas means reflection or not reflection, the glow.
Yeah.
As when sun rises, before sunrise,
The
faint light.
Faint light.
So bhav is that.
Yes.
This is.
Bhav is the
first light of Siddhavastha. If bhav is clear, then we should know that now we are coming nearer to Siddhavastha.
Why is it called Siddhavastha instead of Swarup Siddhi? The same two meanings?
Same two meanings. Siddhavastha we can clearly understand.
And what does that word avastha mean? From
vastu? Siddhavastha means...
How is it formed? From vastu?
Swarup Siddhi and vastu Siddhi both.
Oh.
It means. So if he tells Swarup Siddha, then vastu Siddhi remains. So he has told Siddhavastha.
So it means both or?
Both.
But they are not the same.
They are not same, but in a link they are. They are no different things. Swarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi. Vastu Swarup Siddhi is Purvabhas of Vastu Siddhi. What we'll have in Swarup Siddhi, that thing will we have in Siddhavastha. No other than Swarup Siddhi. Only there is Siddha, here it is not Siddha. It is not perpetual here. Some there are mic disturbance here in Swarup Siddhi also. But in Siddhavastha, direct connection between Krishna and the Lila and Vithi.
In Vastu Siddhi.
Vastu Siddhi. But in Swarup Siddhi,
because the body is still there.
Body is there. Mind is there.
When one takes his birth in that place where Krishna has his lila, that is Vastu Siddhi.
It may be not.
According to who it is. If it's not yet pure, then it may not be.
May not
if there's some tint. just like in the Dandakaranya stages, some of them.
So many persons.
They were not yet perfect, some of them.
So it may be that they have no Swarup Siddhi at all.
Even Swarup Siddhi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it mentions like that. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in the commentary has said like that.
So many persons saw Krishna and Radhika, but they have no bhakti. Some of them have some bhakti. Some of them has bhakti Swarup Siddhi. Some of them has bhakti Siddhi. Anything?
Let's
see.
There was one state of consumption. I couldn't say
consummation. Consumption it is.
That's the complete.
It says here.
Doing the translation of that point.
Please give us the full meaning of this. You see, then he says, here's where we want, from where Babaji Maharaj begins speaking. All the way to then he asks, who is Krishna? Who am I? We don't want that. We want this part. From Babaji Maharaj speaking, all of this. What is the meaning?
What do you want?
We want to have explanation of what it is.
Then you should read.
All right.
And I...
So, at the state of maturity of devotional practice, when a man gains his real existence, then by dint of the joy-giving power...
Is that Ladini Shakti?
Ladini Shakti.
Ladini Shakti, okay.
He gets the highest state of emotion, which produces bhav, or trend, in the heart. Gradually, when he lands in that state of beatitude, he enjoys all happiness that the wealth of the world can bring. And when he gets at the state of consummation, that means the highest state, the full state.
What does it say there in
the state of completion? He enjoys all bliss desirable. Man cannot hope to have higher gains in life than this.
The question is this another like Sanskrit term? You know, like...
This is the translation of that.
Yes, this is the translation. So you have already explained it. And the next slope?
Next.
No, but then what is all this?
This is the meaning that he has done.
You have already given...
After doing Raganuga Bhakti, Sadhan Bhakti, in his Paripakva Dasa means in his last stage, when it is most when he comes in his Swarup Siddhi, that I am a Kishori, I am a Sakha, I am very beautiful Kishori, my qualities are like this, my age is like this, my Seva is this, Seva is, services is like this. Then, by the prabhava of Ladini Shakti, by the grace of Ladini Shakti, Madhur Rash Bhav, Madhur Rash, comes directly in the heart of that sadhak. He has written anything?
The sloka that...
He has said?
No, he has not written as you have said.
Yes,
he says like that. He says, at the state of maturity,
maturity.
Of devotional practice, when a man gains his real existence, then by dint of the joy-giving power,
by the dint of...
By by the grace of Ladini Shakti, he gets the highest state of emotion, which produces bhava in the heart.
It is clear.
Then, what happens after that? What is the next point? Just from there to the end, what comes next?
After that, he's telling arthat, the meaning of that, in the heart of sadhak, the meaning of all these things that he has described, meaning is this, that in the heart of that kind of sadhak, sadhak, Radha Krishna, Swajan Parikare, Angat Hone Ka Bhav Udit Ho Jata. He thinks that I am made servant of Radhika like Manjari, and it is clear in his heart. By and by, he receives unalloyed Sampat Sukh. Sampat means all kind of what he has written.
Happiness. Yeah, he said all that is all bliss.
All bliss.
That one may want. Anything.
Sampat Sukh. And Bilasakha. And the Ananda. He is in Radha Krishna playing.
Radha Krishna playing.
Krida.
Playing.
What they realize, Radha and Krishna, Chidananda, that sadhak also realizes all these things. Yes.
He liked that.
What?
He writes what you have said, but not so clearly. Then what comes next?
A sloka. In this sloka, this prayojan tattva has been described.
Okay. That's our question. That was his question. Our question. This is from Dashamula. This is the last.
Prabhu ko jivah. That is, who is Krishna? Ek second ke liye.
Some degree. Not only. He was telling, but we don't.
This is
Sarve Sukhna Bhavantu.
Our Guru Maharaj said these books are Babaushadi. One time Guru Maharaj was having some heart palpitation. So his servant was doing this. Nothing was working. Then I took Srimad Bhagavatam and I began to read from Dasma Skanda, 10th canto, and immediately no problem.
No medicine, nothing.
I saw with Guru Maharaj.
He had arranged everything. He had arranged all. These diseases are uncool to our bhajan. Uncool means
favorable.
We are karmi. We are going hither and thither and going so and so. That's it.
Yeah, I see that with our god brother Ayendra. He gets so many diseases, but the more disease he gets, the more he advances spiritually, because he has no more enjoyment with the material body. He is understanding that it's a blessing in disguise.
We don't want to do vairagya.
No.
Krishna wants that he used to do vairagya. So he gets like
disease
and so on.
Yes. Very nice way to understand. so
anything happens, we should do good.
No matter what happens, good health, bad health.
Now we can go on. So this was Prayojana, that's clear.
Prayojana Tattva.
But why is it clear?
Who am I?
Why is that? He says,
his question is, Damodar Maharaj's question. He said, this is Prayojana Tattva. But why, from reading this, it does not appear to be Prayojana Tattva.
That is?
Who is Krishna? Who am I? What are these material and spiritual worlds? Considering all these things, a devotee of Hari, versed in Shastras, shuns all sins and virtues, and keeps off all kinds of offenses, aparas, always keeps the company of pious men, and as a good slave of Hari, he drinks the nectar of the divine names of Hari with great joy. So,
nectar of the divine name, what is this?
Means the chanting of the holy name, tasting of the name.
Testing. How he will test?
That doesn't say here.
That is hidden. That is provision.
So it's hidden.
It's hidden.
The meaning of here, the Prayojana Tattva is hidden.
Naam. A man does Harinam. How he will test?
Some problem?
No.
How he will test the name? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was checking name. Mantra. And he saw Krishna. Krishna came. Float in his hand, standing Sribhangi, Sribhanga Lalit, you know? Sribhanga Lalit. And Mudhar Muskan, with Muskan, laughing, smiling. He stands before Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is telling to his Gurudev. He ran away to catch Krishna. And he become pisha hota lagla. That time he was running. And at last when he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went nearest to Krishna, he went, entered in the kuni and then he fell down and waiting. By doing Harinam, and then name is Siddha, Siddha Dasa, then name and name becomes one.
Siddha Dasa, what did you say? Siddha.
Name and Nami.
You use the Sanskrit word, Siddha.
Siddha, Avastha.
Avastha.
Then Krishna and name becomes one thing, and the pastimes of Krishna is the pastime of name. Then it takes rasaswada in Astakaliya Leela or other pastime. That is name aswada. That is Prayojana Tattva.
What does that mean, aswada?
Aswadan.
Aswadan. What does that mean?
To have taste of that thing. Sitting here, doing name, chanting Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he is seeing everything. Name becomes Krishna and Radha. Hare, Radha, Krishna, Krishna, Ram, Radha, Rama. And all five times is going on. And he is seeing. Nishantalila, you know. Nishant Lila, Pratakarilina.
It's Astakaliya.
Astakaliya.
That will be coming later.
That is called provision. It is hidden.
Hidden.
Aswadan, in Aswadan verse.
Can I just ask you, when we were talking about the Kam Gayatri speech, clean, Ka, Krishna, La,
Radhika,
then?
E, myself, Krishna Dasi, Radha Dasi, and the point is, Vritti of Gopi, Mane the
nature,
the bhav, you know, bhav of Gopi is on the head. By my bhav, I am giving myself in the feet of Radha.
I need that for Brahma Sundar.
Very most important that this point dot.
That dot.
Very, very.
What is the Sanskrit for that dot called?
Bindu.
Bindu. Just bindu.
Bindu.
In drama also, there's these and bindu.
Bindu.
Drop.
Most important thing in this thing. Without bindu, nothing is there. That is prayogan.
We see that in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, all of these terms, bindu, bij,
nad,
all of these things, we also find this, we find the same thing described in Natya Shastra. So, which came first?
First, Radha Krishna.
Right.
Bilas is after.
Bilas.
That Natya is Bilas of Radha Krishna. Nothing.
Now read further. We go to this point, huh? What's your next question?
That bindu is Swaha.
The bindu is Swaha.
Swaha.
Yes. Giving myself.
That is bindu. Very lucky you are. Very, 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 very. More than me. More than me.
Our situation is described in this chapter when we describe
chaya, what is it? Attachment. Pada attachment and chaya attachment. Chaya, what is it?
Reflection and our...
Bhava, but not bhava. What is it? You have bhava. And it's some little comes to us. It's in the chapter.
That is our fortune.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I know your Gurudev is giving. I am only Dalal ke ki
mediator.
Medium.
Medium. Yes.
I'm only...
So then, what is the...
Well, the next was...
what is your question?
We just want to, as we want to have this explained.
Thank you. Nabitake, yes.
This one explained.
Where? Here, you want me to read?
Yeah.
That's why I asked the question. Is this I thought was the 10th stock here. What is it, an explanation of it? I didn't like that question.
What is the... Which is the 10th... of the Dashmula, which, what exactly is the tenth? Which, what is the exact tenth Mula?
Oh. Amnaya praha tattam harimiha paramam sarva shaktim rasardhim tadbhinnam sastra jivan prakriti kavalitam sabhavat bheda bheda sakalam api hare sadhanam suddh bhakti Saddham tat priti nevi ittu pudasit janana gavati.
Where is this from?
Huh?
What you have just quoted.
No, in this.
Where is this from? In Jivadharma, which place? That, what you have just recited, is it exactly
in this,
here?
Here.
In Jivadharma.
In Jivadharma.
Which place exactly?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written also so many books. Dasmula Tattvam.
There's a book.
No, this is a book.
Because I wanted to get the translation of that exact verse. I want to find out where it is.
Nice. In translation, in this, you can have that translation.
And if I don't find
it. I,
what chapter?
Chapter 13.
13. Yes, 12. 13. Huh?
In the beginning, after 10 lines,
I am telling you, Dashamula, you are a scholar, just comprehend the true meaning. I remember this. So, of these, first one is the proof of authority or authority.
Amnaya.
This introductory sloka is the aggregate of Dashamula. The next sloka that is going to be given is the first one.
The, 10 things are in this sloka. And after that, all the sloka are for one thing. Like, Amnaya Praha. Then, second is Krishna, Hari is Paramatattva.
Yeah, you have given me this when Brahma Samhita discussion.
So, all are for one thing. And this is look is for 10 things.
Okay. Anyway, I remember
seeing this. Just like root and this explanation.
Yes. Okay. Now, so the 10th one is, 10th root is what? What is the exact?
Prayojan, prem.
But frame, just
frame. But what kind of frame? Gopi frame, not Krishna. Or father, mother frame, Vatsalya frame, Sakha frame, Dasya frame, and Madhuri frame. And especially Madhuri is Charam Prayojan.
But not Krishna frame.
No, because he is Vishaya. His prem we cannot have. We will have the prem like gopis, father, mother, and all these things. We cannot have Vishaya Jatiya prem. So, if it is Sarva Krishna, we gain nothing. Zero. And if it is Sarva Srimati Radhika, and not Radhika, but Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, and Rukmanjari, then we will have everything. Everything. If we want anything and we serve Krishna, Krishna will tell that I cannot do. Please go there. Yes. By the mercy of Gopis, we will have.
You want me to read this or not?
Did you add a specific question on this? It was just an explanation.
What? What are your questions? You wrote questions, didn't you?
Some of them were these. Well, because this
why don't you just explain it how we understood it and see if it's correct?
First of all, we have to read. Where is the 41 read? Tell me, shall I read here?
341.
Okay. Here, it's the next place. Babaji Maharaj is speaking. The real, here.
In 13th?
Yeah, we're back, no.
22.
Okay, Babaji Maharaj is speaking. The real aspect of the unalloyed self-consciousness, which is like a part of the sun of love, is the first germination. It is the beginning of God consciousness.
You are understanding?
Something.
Very clear.
It is this.
Bhav is the first annihilation of prema.
Yes.
It is.
That is the main.
If prema is Surya, Surya means sun, then Bhav is his first rays. Not first rays, Abhas.
This is the top of page 341. It is this particular. You want more?
Okay. After that,
yeah.
Do you know what is Shuddha Sattva?
Shuddha Sattva.
It has been described. After that, you should.
I told you that was Shuddha Sattva.
This is very.
It is this particular aspect of unalloyed self consciousness. That means Shuddha Sattva. unalloyed self.
We should write this word here.
Yes, sudasattva.
Unalloyed affection is not a...
No, he says unalloyed self-consciousness. It's the wrong meaning.
Wrong meaning.
The pure consciousness, uncontaminated consciousness of the soul.
Which is the real principle of the dawn of God consciousness. Rati is another name for the first...
What is sudasattva? What do you mean?
Sudasattva means when there is no contamination from Triguna. There's no effect of the three modes of material nature. It is...
Vasudeva, Shabditam, that verse, the Sudasattva.
You can break it down, you can break it down.
Then, after that?
Vishuddhisattvam, Vasudeva, Shabditam. Where you can... Pure consciousness.
Pure consciousness.
No.
There are two kinds of Sudasattva. When by remembering Krishna or his parikar, Gopi in the Yashoda. When our Atma, Shuddha Satma, Shuddha Sari, is affected, then it is called Vishuddha Satta. And second meaning is this. The bhav of ragatmika bhakta. Understanding? Bhav of ragatmika jan, like Yashoda, Nanda, Gop, Gopi. By that they are serving Krishna, that bhav is in ragatmik parijan. If we are doing bhajan under guidance of ragatmik jan, and they by grace, mercy, give that idea to in our heart, that idea is called siddhartha. Very important thing. This is beginning Raganuga Bhakti. Then after this, Sthai Bhav will come. Without this, a Sthai Bhav cannot come.
Sthai Bhav means?
I am mother of Krishna permanently. No change at all. When we realize this, our Siddha Swarup,
our real existence,
our Gopi Bhav, or any Bhav.
Yes, Sthai Bhav.
Sthai Bhav.
What does the word Sthai mean?
Sthai means permanent, perpetual.
Permanent, yes.
That is called. We should try to have this thing, Siddha Sattva. After Siddha Sattva, Sthai Bhav comes. And after a Sthai Bhav, Vibhav, Sattvik, Sanchari,
yeah.
Astasattvik. And then all combination becomes rasa.
Very high thing.
Very high thing, very high thing. And another is, a chit mind, when attacked by Krishna Smaran, chit drava, then it is called
Sudasattva. Second
thing.
Explain that one again.
That was mentioned to you.
Here. The mental propensity called consciousness, which is an aspect of all enlightening power, means chit shakti, of the real self, may be said to be unalloyed self-consciousness. That is not an aspect of illusion. When that mental...
He had not described so that I have told you.
No.
But that thing is that.
No, he has not said anything about follow the ragatmika devotee giving this. No, he has not mentioned anything.
In books there, you know, there is lock and
key. Hidden meaning.
Because everyone will read so, and try to understand.
So in your edition, have you mentioned about that?
Not four things, but I have touched it.
But you also are keeping it hidden.
Because our Guru Varga has done this.
Yes.
Neither you will not come to me. Yeah, desire to learn, but I see that in our society or in others, no desire of learning all these things. So they don't know all these things.
Even in our Eastern, it is also a little bit sometimes like that. Not everybody has a desire.
No, no.
Although they want to have this knowledge, it is not available.
Not available.
It's not available, actually.
Because you have, because the shastra isn't enough, practically, you have to hear it from...
No.
It even explains
I'm not exactly
here,
so.
But it explains here that...
But I have a, I have a taste to know and to enter it.